Welcome to the audio part of our coverage of the 2010 National FFA Convention, being brought to you by our friends from the Oklahoma FFA Alumni Association and the Oklahoma FFA Association. Wanted to introduce you today and let you hear a conversation that we've had with Ashton Meese. Ashton is the extemporaneous speech competition contestant for Oklahoma at the National FFA Convention this week in Indianapolis. This lady is something else. She really understands a lot of what's going on in agriculture, and she's had to in getting ready for the extemporaneous speech contest. You don't know what you're going to be able to talk about. You've got to be ready for just about everything across the board when it comes to the world of agriculture. Sounds like a farm broadcaster job, in fact, because of everything shifting from day to day as far as the topics of interest that are going to be top of the heap that particular day. That's her job in getting ready for the extemporaneous speech contest. As we mentioned, we had the chance to talk with her during the workouts in Stillwater this last week, and let's share that conversation with you right now. Tell me a little bit about your involvement with FFA. How did you get involved, and how walk me through your career in the speaking end of FFA?
Well, humble beginnings, to say the least. I joined FFA because I didn't want to take band or vocal. I had no idea what this organization really had to offer as an eighth grade student. I jumped right in, started doing public speaking and parliamentary procedure, and fell in love, found my passion, and found where I felt my calling within agriculture was. From that point, I did public speaking. I started out with eighth grade divisions. I did the Creed as a freshman. I did junior and senior parliamentary procedure all the way through. And as a sophomore, found a love for extemp and really set my focus to someday hope and pray to represent Oklahoma at Nationals. The opportunity came up my sophomore year, but I felt I was too young and too green, and so I turned it down and was privileged and blessed enough to have the opportunity now as a college freshman to go on to Nationals in extemp.
Tell me a little bit about, you know, why you've gotten hooked on extemporaneous speaking.
I feel like it's the easiest way to hold myself accountable to stay involved in the industry. With a prepared speech, you have to learn so much, you really do, but around one focus and one topic. I felt like to do extemp, I truly was telling myself each day, I need to know everything that's going on in the industry of agriculture. I had no idea as just a middle school kid what that entailed, but the older I get, the more I understand every part of our nation and country is influenced by agriculture, and that's why I love it, because there can be something like a healthcare bill that when at first glance has nothing to do with agriculture, but when you take a look at the fine print and how it affects small business, well, what are we as farmers, small business owners? Everything is affected by agriculture, and to me, it's made me such a smarter consumer and such a greater advocate for agriculture.
You know, tell me some of the topics that you've kind of been looking at and you feel are possible that could come up in Indianapolis.
Well, a few of the biggest topics I've been trying to learn about just recently is the huge push for urban agriculture. Coming from a rural state and a rural community, I've never really seen that in a tangible way and always just thought of it as maybe rooftop gardens or almost silly in my youthful view of what urban agriculture is. But over the past few months, I've truly studied it and seen that if our industry is to stay sustainable, we've got to take every effort we can. And within our cities, we have to have all types of different efforts, such as using wind energy and solar power, having like the science barge in New York City. There are so many efforts out there that we have to bring rural and urban closer together. That's probably the biggest topic I could foresee being in Indianapolis.
I know that you talked about the idea that the things like climate change, the global warming issue, ethanol, biofuels versus food versus fuel, all these kind of things that you've got to try to study up on. How do you do that to be able to bring some quality points together in that speech that you're going to try to develop in just a very short amount of time?
For me, it comes down to preparation in the long term. With extemporaneous and the broad range of subjects I could be presented with, I try to read every single day and not just think, oh no, now there's a week till the contest, it's time to cram. No, I've been trying to read all summer, and not just from set the norm agricultural publications, but actually for this contest, I developed a Twitter in which I follow the USDA, the Food Safety, the Agricultural Research Service, and different entities within our agricultural industry that keep me updated on the news. And then even if that's only a little link, I can click on that and try to keep a broader range and understanding of agriculture.
The official Oklahoma representative in the Extemporaneous Speech Competition this week at the National FFA Convention in Indianapolis, Ashton Meese of the Kingfisher FFA Chapter. On the Oklahoma Farm Report and the Blue Green Gazette, I'm Ron Hayes.